Johnson & Son, makers of Johnson's Wax and Glow Coat, bring you another of their quarter hours with Mr. Tom Powers. This well-known actor and writer will do for you another of his original life studies. He calls it Radio Tower. The makers of Johnson's Wax present Tom Powers.
Tonight's life study is about aviation, past and present. If there are any war pilots listening, I hope they won't think I mean to suggest that flying in the late unpleasantness was done by a lot of scatterbrains. I don't. Nobody has a deeper reverence and respect for those gallant heroes than have I. But I'm sure you'll all agree that there was a rugged individualism about military flying then that is in no way commensurate with commercial flying today. A skyrocket may be vitally valuable to illumine a battlefield, but for peacetime use, the steady, controlled glow of a lamp is safer and more lasting. Once during the war, I was flying at an aerodrome in Scotland. There was a little Scottish girl named Carrion who lived at Brickin, 20 miles away. We were both young and romantic. I wrote a throbbing poem on parchment and illustrated and illuminated it in color. My flight sergeant made for me a beautiful message bag with tricolored streamers which were to flutter after it as I dropped it to her, guiding my poem straight down from the sky into her fair hands. All was ready. My machine, with a rotary monosupap engine, was warming up. This engine, doing 1,400 revolutions a minute, was spraying the old bus and me with a fine film of crude castor oil. With the message bag in my pocket, I waved the chocks away and took off. When I reached Brickin, I looped and spun and rolled all over the sky above our house, exactly as a small boy turns somersaults at a children's party to attract the attention of the girl with the longest curls. To my delight, the whole village came out to watch me. I was more than pleased with myself. When Carrine and all her family and neighbors had come outdoors, I did one final spin down closer to them than any sane person would have ventured, then cast the message bag toward her and went looping gaily homeward. I landed feeling very full of beans and was walking away in a trance of self-esteem when the flight sergeant called me back. "Look here, sir. Right there. What's that? There, all covered with oil and sand hanging there in the wires on the tailplane." I looked, and there it was in limp dejection. My poem, my message bag, my self-esteem. Let's draw a veil over the rest. When love stubs its toe, it so easily becomes ridiculous. Before I do the life study, Howard Claney will tell you about Glow Coat. I've always thought those letters which advertisers publish from contented customers were all fakes. I wish you could see my mail. Glow Coat really seems to do all that Howard claims for it. I'm proud to be working with so truthful a man. Here he is.
Housekeepers usually discover that in the long run it pays to buy quality products. When you buy a no-rubbing floor polish, make sure you're getting the best polish you can possibly buy. Look for the name Johnson's Glow Coat on the attractive yellow can. Glow Coat, made by the makers of Johnson's Wax, is the finest no-rubbing polish that can possibly be made. It dries in 20 minutes to a beautiful, bright luster that gives long wear and makes your linoleum and floors very easy to keep clean. Dirt and dust can't stick to the shining Glow Coat surface. Put Johnson's Glow Coat on your kitchen linoleum and see how it sparkles and gleams without one bit of rubbing or buffing. You actually save yourself hours of work when you use Johnson's Glow Coat. And now, Mr. Powers, ask that you picture the inside of the glass-enclosed radio room on top of a hangar at Los Lunas Flying Field in New Mexico. Bugs, the radio operator, sits there surrounded by the gadgets of his job. He is calling a nearby airport.
Los Lunas calling Bolivar Airport. Las Lunas calling Bolivar. Las Lunas calling Bolivar Airport. Calling Bolivar. Las Lunas Yeah? Oh, hello, Helen. What? No, not right now. I was calling Bolivar, but... What? Over the house? What kind of a plane? Not one of ours, is it? Oh, no. I haven't heard a thing, honey. Maybe he hasn't got radio. I guess he's looking for the airport. He did. As low as that. Yeah. Those high-tension wires flew under him. Are you sure? Well, the darn fool... Yeah, I'll give him the devil when he lands. He must be crazy. Yeah, I talked to Mother at Bolivar a while ago. She put the baby on the mail plane with Barton. Yeah, she said the baby remembered Miss Harris, the stewardess. Said he waved goodbye as Barton took off. Yeah, he's getting to be a big man, that kid of ours. 2 years old and coming home from Grandma's all by himself in the mail plane. Yeah, they ought to be here pretty soon now. I haven't heard from Barton yet, but I will. Yeah, you better drive over now to get him. Uh-oh. Here comes your crazy pilot now in his little chromium-plated private plane. You sure were right, honey. He must be crazy. Nearly took the flagpole off. Yeah, I gotta go. Bye. Hey, what are you trying to do? Can you hear me up there? Hey, cut that out. Cut that out up there. There's no way to split around an airport. There's the radio tower on the field. Can you hear me? Hey, can you hear me? Hey, down there, on the ground. Heine. soon as that fool lands, send him up here. Yeah, did you ever see that bus before? Well, if he don't break his neck landing, I'm certainly going to step on it. Helen says that he was...
Barton, 241, calling Las Lunas. Barton, 241, calling
Las Lunas. Okay, Barton, where are you? Go ahead.
Flying over Belleville, coming in.
Hi, Barton. Hold on a minute till this lunatic gets on the ground here one way or the other.
What's the matter, Buck?
Oh, some rich and reckless air cootie in a Boeing pursuit job showing us how good he is. He's got no radio. I keep flashing him with the light. He's as blind as he's dumb. Lay off for a minute till he knocks one of the hangers down, will you?
Who is he, Buck?
Oh, I don't know who he is. Private plane. Some guy with more dollars than cents. Wait a minute. Here he comes. If you don't hear me again, it means he's landed in here in the tower with me.
Okay, Buck.
Hey, down there, Heine. Get the boys back off the field. No reason to let him kill them, too. Heine, send that guy up here, pronto. Las Lunas calling Barton in 241. Las Lunas calling Barton.
Inch of bugs?
Yeah, just about. Yeah, I'm glad that nut's out of the air anyway. Where are you now?
Just over the Guinness River, coming in.
Okay.
Here's somebody wants to speak to you.
Have you got him up in there with you?
Sure, he's flying the plane. Go ahead, Bugs, talk to him. He can hear you.
Hello, Beetle. How's the boy?
He's grinning. Go ahead.
Be a good boy now. Does he know it's me?
Sure. You think he's as dumb as you are?
No, I don't. Don't let him worry you, Barton.
Forget it. He's my pal.
Okay, here's my cowboy coming up the steps, and I'll talk to you before you get in. So long.
Okay.
So long, Beetle. Mummy and I'll be waiting for you. Well, where did you come from? Ringling Brothers? Yeah? Well, if you think that's the way to come into a strange field, you ought to go back to school. This is an airport, not a gymnasium. My wife just phoned me that you flew under the high-tension wires north of town. Yeah? Well, brother, I don't care what you did in the last war. If you keep on flying like that, you'll miss the next one. Listen, mister, if you can't stand up any better than that, you better lay off the stuff before you start to fly again. They don't put me here to do lectures, but you guys that boast about what you did in the war while you were soused to the gills make me sick. I don't care if you won the war drunk. You're going to the hotel now and sober up before I let you take that $20,000 toy off this nursery floor again. Now, listen, friend, don't get hot. I'm only trying to do you a favor and maybe save your life. I expect you're a nicer guy when you're sober than you seem to be now. Yeah, that's fine. I'm sure you did, but the war's over, buddy. This place is run like a railroad station. We can't have crazy men running around on wild engines without consulting the timetables. Yeah, we've got a mail plane coming in from the south now. Yeah, just suppose you'd have... What? Oh, yeah, I know all about how you bring down the enemy. What we want is to bring down the passengers safe and sound. And that's why you're going to get your stuff out of that silver chariot of yours and go to the Las Lunas Hotel and don't come back here till you've had a good sleep. The boys will turn it around, take it in for you. That's the boy.
Barton,
well,
241, calling Las Lunas. Barton, 241.
Okay, Barton, hang on a minute. All right, Mr. Allison, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
He didn't break his neck?
No, he came pretty near it. We're all safer with him out of the air. How's the kid?
Swell. How's the wind?
North, northeast, 25, field clear. Where are you?
Over the reservoir. Who was a rough rider?
Oh, a guy named Allison from the coast. War pilot, full of rum, riches, and reminiscences. Wanted to tell me the technique of attacking in the air. He's down there now getting his things out of the plane to trot off to bed and sleep it off. Tell the Beetle his mother's here. I see my car turning in off the road.
Be saying it. So long, Bugs.
Okay. Hey, Heine. Stop that guy. Don't let him take off. Heine. Stop him. Stop him. For the love of Heine. Hey, Heine, what in the thunder's the matter with you? Couldn't you stop him? Or why didn't you kill him? Are you hurt? Well, watch out for Barton in 241. He's coming in.
Las Lunas calling. Las Lunas.
Yes?
Okay, Las Lunas.
Yes? Listen, Barton. That fool took off. You're going south. You better watch out for him. He's drunk and crazy and mad as a hornet. Watch him. Oh. Hello, honey. Yeah, that was him. Just took off. I couldn't stop him. He's drunk. Yeah, the wing knocked Heine down. Yeah, he couldn't stop him either. Oh, now, don't you worry. Yeah, I better warn Bolivar. Las Lunas calling Bolivar Airport. Las Lunas calling Bolivar. Las Lunas calling...
Hey, Bugs.
Oh, is that you, Barton?
Yeah.
Now, go ahead.
Here comes that guy, Bugs. Over west of me on the left.
How far away? A
couple of miles. Your kid sees him. He's waving to him. Holy mackerel.
What's the matter?
He just see me.
What's he doing?
He's coming over.
Keep away from him.
Hey, Bugs. He's turning around. Climbing.
Watch him, Barton.
Hey, what's he trying to do?
Listen, Helen, go downstairs and don't watch him come in. No, darling, don't do that. It's all right. Please, honey.
Hey, listen, Buck. This guy's crazy. He's diving at my tail.
Can't you get away from him?
No, I can't.
Try.
He's under me. He's over me. He's diving at us.
What's he doing now? What's he doing now, Barton? Barton! What's he doing? Are you all right, Barton? Hey, Barton! Las Lunas calling Barton. Las Lunas calling Barton in 241. Las Lunas calling Barton in 241. Sit down there, Helen. Take it easy now. It won't do any good. Las Lunas calling Barton. Las Lunas calling Barton in 241. Oh, dear God in hell. Las Lunas calling Barton. There's some water right there by you, Helen. Hello? Where are you calling from? Mott's Farm? Yes, Mr. Mott. No, the guy in the little plane's drunk. They haven't crashed, have they? Can you still see him? Yeah, well, watch him and call me if... Hey, Heine, get the ambulance out.
Keeps diving at me and diving me down. down. Here he comes again. Look out. He's coming in now, Bart. Slow. We're bound to crash. He's all over us. Miss Harrison, the co-pilot, got your kid between two bullets. He's right on us now. I'm sorry, Buck. Don't let Helen look. Don't let Helen watch.
Look, that's right. Oh, Lord, if that lunatic kills our baby. Hold tight, Helen. Don't look. Oh, Lord. Darling, I can't see. Oh, thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Well, that radio tower, those harebrained escapades that were romantic in the war, are so overshadowed by the romantic routine of efficiency that they seem as old-fashioned today as the big-wheeled bicycle. Before I tell you what I'm going to do next week, Howard, who, as you've heard, is a swell actor, will talk to you about the product, the manufacturers of which let me write and let us act for you each week these little slices of life. Here he is. Don't go away now.
Of all the household tasks that women would like to escape, floor scrubbing seems to top the list. No wonder, then, it is such good news to be told that Johnson's Glow Coat keeps floors so clean and shining that floor scrubbing can be done away with entirely. Glow Coat, the easy-to-use, no-rubbing floor polish, dries in 20 minutes, and it shines as it dries without help from you. It makes dull and dingy linoleum sparkle like new. Dirt can't stick to the beautiful Glow Coat polish. Soiled spots can be instantly wiped away. You can save hours of work and yet have lovely, gleaming floors if you use this new liquid polish, Glow Coat, a product of the famous Johnson Wax Laboratories. You'll find it very economical to order Glow Coat in the larger size cans. And now, Mr. Powers.
Next week, I'm going to do a melodramatic study of a gunman. I call it Mama's Boy Brogan. I hope you'll listen and write me a letter here. People often think the letters we get are sent on to the company for business. My letters are received by me and answered by me because I like to get them from you. Write me here, will you? Good night.
Johnson's Glow Coat to keep their houses clean and shining, so the most particular car owners keep their cars sparkling with Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner. You have just heard Tom Powers in an original life study, Radio Tower. Mr. Powers is brought to you every Thursday at 7:45 by the makers of Johnson's Wax. This is the National Broadcasting Company.